Hello, this is David Hickey, online editor for Regeneration and Renewal magazine at the Public Property Summit in Islington. I'm with Paul Hackett of the Smith Institute. He's a director there. Paul, you've just taken part in a debate discussing, the summit's been discussing comprehensive spending review and how it's likely to affect the property sector. You've just taken part in a discussion titled The Big Debate, Have We Fixed the Problem? Aimed to sum up some of the arguments and comments from the last 2 days. Have we fixed the problem?
Well, thank you. I mean, I think the conclusion from the discussion we've just had and probably echoes what's been happening over the last couple of days here with the property world is that I don't think we've quite really understood what the problem is. I think people are coming to terms with the fact that the deficit has to be reduced, but there's a split view about whether it's going too far too fast, and the concerns there about intended and unintended consequences. In particular, which came up in the session I've just been in, the concerns about north-south divide on this, and that some of the underperforming areas and places, your Oldhams, Barnsleys, Middlesbroughs, etc., may suffer disproportionately and may in fact end up being in very serious difficulty. The other point that came across quite strongly is that the initiatives that the government is taking to try and maintain growth will inevitably, I think, lead to much more of a situation of winners and losers than we've seen in the past. I just mentioned in terms of losers in the north, but more generally, will the private sector just go taking the low-bearing fruit from the winners and leave the losers to care for themselves?
What have you heard today in terms of future financing financing options, you know, tax increment financing, local enterprise partnerships, local asset-backed vehicles, those kind of future financing options? You know, so that if there are losers, how do we avoid the basket cases? Do you have confidence in these future financing options that they might do their job and prevent these losers becoming complete basket cases?
I think, well, you know, one of the things that one of the areas that has been some continuity between the previous administration and this one is on funding tools, financial instruments, and it's quite pleasing actually to see that the property world is still supporting a range of new tools, including TIFs, local asset-backed vehicles, etc. I mean, a number of things really. One is that I think if they are going to make a difference, they need to get moving on them. I mean, for instance, if TIFs need legislation, can we get on with it, please, as quickly as possible? Telling people it's going to come in 2013, 2014 is probably not going to fix the situation. These are long-term funding tools that need to deal with projects, of course, that are viable, but probably need a bit of gap funding. I think the question in my mind is, you know, is the degree to which we're going to lose the enabling investment that probably you need to lever in the private investment. That's what we've seen in the past, you know, public sector money coming in first, private sector coming in later, but lots more of it. I mean, is that going to disappear? That does worry me. I think that local government is under a terrible strain, obviously facing large-scale cuts. Its borrowing might be cheap, but it may struggle to find income streams to service its debt. So I think there'll be caution in the local government world. However, having said that, you know, at least the private sector and government and the wider public sector are still interested in developing new funding tools. You know, let's hope we can get them today rather than tomorrow.
I mean, final question. You talked about cuts to local government. I mean, is there still a place for public sector getting involved in organising and funding regeneration, do you think?
Oh, I think very much so. I think that the partnership agenda hasn't gone away. As I say, I think the problem is that the successful or more viable, if that's the right word, commercially, local authorities, the ones that have the leadership capacity and capability, are the ones that are likely to attract the funding, and the ones that don't have it are unlikely to get it. And that's where we think we have a difficulty, particularly in regard to market failure. We still haven't cracked what the funding tool would be to deal with market failure. The previous administration didn't quite come up with the perfect answer, and this one I don't even think is considering it. I suppose overall my biggest worry, and the one that's coming out of this conference too, is it does seem to be the case, and certainly in my view, that property regeneration, housing, placemaking is slipping down the agenda, rather the political agenda, that is, rather than moving up.
Paul Hackett from Smith Institute, thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you.
Cheers.
Is that right?